Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kevin Vaughn on Power Connections. We're getting ready to hit it, ladies and gentlemen, with a wonderful guest. Ms. Peggy Daniels is coming up shortly. She is the CEO and founder of Algie's House of Refuge. We're going to be interviewing her on Power Connection. But before we do that, we're going to give God some praise with everybody. Clap your hands. Get started. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe, welcome to Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. I hope you're clapping your hands for those believers in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You better clap your hands today. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and bring in our wonderful guest today, Ms. Peggy Daniels. I know you clapping your hands over there, sister. How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm great. Yes, I was clapping my hands. Amen. Singing along. That's a great one.
Amen. God bless you today. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. And my special guest again, Ms. Peggy Daniels, ladies and gentlemen. She's the CEO and founder of Algie's House of Refuge, Inc. And we're going to give you that website up front, ladies and gentlemen. Algie's House, that's A-L-G-E. I'm sorry, let me back up. A-L-G-I-E-S, House, S-H-O-U-S-E, .webs.com, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give you that again. This is Algie's House website. Algie spelled A-L-G-I-E-S, House, HOUSE.webs.com, and you'll be hearing that again today as well. Well, Sister Peggy, welcome to Power Connections. How are you today, sister?
I'm doing just great. Thank you so much for all your support, Kevin, and in partnering with us.
Amen. I thank you so much. Yeah, we thank God for you, sister. As you know, you're a sister in the Lord, and we don't want you to ask God to help me with that. So I'm just going to get it done, right? Amen. Just having some fun, ladies and gentlemen. So sometimes you can pray, say, God, why don't you go and get that person to help me out a little bit? We don't want no help from God in that area. You know, we can do it ourselves.
Right.
But thank God for you today, Sister Peggy. Well, Peggy, tell us a little bit about, let's talk about Algie's House, because that's the purpose today, is the House of Refuge. What a blessing you are in that area. And we want to talk about that. If you don't mind, give us a little background about Algie's House of Refuge. And then, of course, we're going to talk about the need, what you do, what you need, how to get in touch with you again. We're going to talk about all of that today. But tell us a little bit about Peggy Daniels first, though, if you don't mind, Peggy.
Okay, well, I appreciate the opportunity to let everybody know about us and what we're doing. Algie's House of Refuge, well, I live in Georgia, and the company that I used to work for, they mm-hmm. allowed us to take time off from work to go and volunteer. And
yeah.
I would volunteer at some homeless shelters for women and children.
Wow.
And I enjoyed it so much that I thought I would start my own.
Yeah.
And the more I looked into it, I saw a lot of agencies already for women and children, and there were very few for men. The Lord led me to start one to help men, because men also need help sometimes. So what we do is help homeless men get them on their feet and become self-sufficient. I named it Algie's House after my father, because he was a giving man. He helped people get him the shirt off of his back. And he taught us to give too. And he was just a caring person, and he worked up to, he was remodeled homes, and he worked till he was in his 70s. He lived to be 100. But
wow.
He worked on remodeling houses. He would buy a house and remodel it, and he would rent it out. And he had three daughters, and he left each one of us a house. So I named mine Algie's House.
Wow, that is so beautiful, Peggy. Man, what a legacy. You know what I'm talking about? That's a powerful dad right there. See, that's one of the best dads on the planet right there that does that type of thing. That's exactly what a dad should do. Isn't that powerful?
Yeah.
And we understand not all dads.
He didn't have much education, but he had a heart.
Yes, ma'am, he had a heart. And we honor your dad and mom right now in Jesus' name. We honor them,
yeah.
Wow, powerful, powerful. Praise God. Well, we thank you so much, Peggy, for that vision you have for men. And you're right. They have a lot of stuff for the kids and for the women, which we should, of course. But we need some more stuff, and you're doing it for the men specifically. So we thank God for you in that area. That is powerful. You know, Peg, one thing we know, we want to get right down to it because we don't have a lot of time today with you, but we want to talk about the need. What is some of the needs? I know your goal is to encourage and empower, and of course, just assist men as their needs are. But what's some of the needs? I want people to understand what the needs are for Algie's House, and we're going to talk about how they can donate too as well.
Okay, great. One of the great needs, of course, is financial donation, because, like I said, we provide temporary shelter. We don't have our own shelter yet, but we pay for them to stay in a shelter.
Yes.
Until we can help them find a job, and then they start getting a check, and then we help them find an apartment to rent or a home to rent, something so they can move out of the shelter.
Yeah.
And we also give them public transportation cards, you know, to ride MARTA or whatever the need is, so they can get to and from work. We also pay for their cell phones so they can get calls for interviews and job offers. And if they need clothing, we purchase clothes, we take them grocery shopping, help them, you know, however we can with the money that we have.
Yes.
Financial donations are definitely needed, so we can continue to do that. And we also need a storage facility. A lot of times people will offer us items, but we don't have anywhere to store them. And I want to go out and get a storage facility and don't have the money to pay for it every month. So that's another reason
why
we need the financial donations.
And
this is a great opportunity for me to thank you and the men that you work with for mentoring these men, because me being a woman, they need a man that they can talk to, that they can call on. And I appreciate you stepping in and being a mentor to them, or just calling them and taking time to find out what their needs are and help them to stay focused and help them stay on the right track.
Yeah, thank you so much, Peggy, for that. You know, we got to give back, man. Somebody helped us, right? Somebody helped us. Somebody helped us, ladies and gentlemen. We got to give back.
Yeah.
That's right. Do what you can. And as you know, it doesn't matter how small or big it is. It's all about helping somebody else in the power of the love of God. Amen. So we thank God for Algie's House, ladies and gentlemen, as a refuge, House of Refuge. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, we want you to be able to give and contact Peggy through the website as well, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to Algie's House, and I'll give you that again, algieshouse.webs.com. That's A-L-G-I-E-S, House, O-U-S-E, .webs.com. And, of course, if you guys need the website, give me a holler. Just contact me via social media that you're hearing this on. And I'll be glad to send that information to you. For those who want to donate information, this is specifically monetary and also information. I'm sorry, it's to say needs of clothing, you know, things like that, and good items that you guys can donate as well. You can do that as well. And that's a good point too, Peggy, about not getting a storage place, because you get all this, you get all these donations, and you can't keep the storage. Guess what? The stuff goes away. You don't want to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we would love to be able to store things, so when our clients need them, we'll have them already, so we don't have to go out and purchase them. But if we don't have anywhere to put it, that causes the
problem. Yeah, that's powerful. And Peggy, you know, we talked about this. Oh, you're actually giving laptops, availability of laptops and the internet, because you know how important that is. You cannot, it's like not having a phone today. You got to have a phone and internet access. You got to have it.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I'm thankful. State Farm donated us some laptops.
Yeah.
And we recently started offering financial training classes.
Yeah.
Money management
yeah.
classes. So that's one thing to help them money manage their money correctly, so they hopefully don't end up back on the street.
Right.
So we are grateful to God that we are now able to offer money management classes, and we provide a laptop for them to use during the end.
Yeah.
The cost of those classes is another expense that we have. Those classes are $45 per person. So
mm-hmm.
if anybody out there would like to sponsor someone for the classes, if they
yeah.
would like to donate $45 for a person, that would be wonderful. Or if they just want to donate $5, we appreciate any donation.
Yes, that's powerful, Peggy. Peggy, if you would, just talk about that class a little bit, too, if you would, for those interested.
Okay. It's like I said, we just started teaching it. And
mm-hmm.
It helps them manage their money right, because that's one thing that God requires us to do, is
yes.
Be good stewards of our finances.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
The class is taught online on Zoom by
gotcha.
Crown Financial Ministry.
Good deal.
So what they do is set up a time with each client, and they go on Zoom, and they teach them how to set up a budget and how to manage their money properly, how to set up a bank account, how to do all of those things. So cause like they say, if you don't put a name on your money, it'll go anywhere.
Yeah.
They learn how to handle that money wisely and not spend it all, or make sure they're paying their bills on time. Of course, we want to help them build their credit and
yes.
improve their credit score. So they learn, of course, about paying bills on time and all of those types of things, so they can improve their credit. So when the time comes, we want them to be able to rent their own apartment or even buy a
right.
house one day.
Absolutely. Yeah, I tell you, that's so important, so powerful that you're doing that, because everybody, specifically, man, you know, we got to have our independence, man. We got to be in charge of stuff, you know?
yeah. And our main goal, of course, is to help them be self-sufficient, but we want them
yeah.
to be able to be an example for their children and be able to
Absolutely.
Take care of their family, you know, not
Absolutely.
Just be, you know, working or back on their feet, but the main thing is, the goal is for them to go back and support their children and take care of their children and help
yeah.
them to be self-sufficient. And it
yeah.
just goes on down the line, you know.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, become tax-paying citizens again. and not dependent on somebody else, not dependent on the government or anywhere else, depend on God and themselves.
Amen, amen. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, that would raise the self-esteem of the man, no doubt about that. You know, raise your self-esteem, your worth, all of that is very important. We're talking about the mental part of that now, or the spiritual part too as well. It raises that up so they can become the man and of God that they're supposed to be. And it takes takes a village, ladies and gentlemen. It takes a community to do that. And Peggy, you mentioned something earlier. I want to encourage everybody to donate. You can donate $45 or greater. I'm not going to go below that. $45 or greater, you can donate to Algie's House. Amen. Algie's House, ladies and gentlemen. And you can hit the website. The website will give it to you again. Algie's House of Refuge. The website is, ladies and gentlemen, A-L-G-I-E-S House. H-O-U-S-E webs.com. Okay, that's the website. If you guys need the website, or get in touch with me through LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, I'll be glad to send you that over as well, so you can contact Peggy and also send in your donations as well. So we thank God for all of those who are planning to do that, who can do that. And of course, if you do have some areas like donations of clothing and gifts and things like that, I'm sure Peggy would be able to receive those usable items, ladies and gentlemen, usable items that can be done. Also, too, Peggy, I'm going to put out there, too, if anybody has laptops that get access to the internet, if you got laptops that you can donate that are working as well. Any laptops that you can donate, ladies and gentlemen, please do that. Some of you guys upgrade your laptops, but your other laptop is still good. You know, just get it prepared and get it over to Peggy so she can share that as well. So we're talking about laptops, even desktops with the monitor and keyboard and mouse, all of that, as long as it's working. And we want a working system so they can use that information. Yeah, Doc.
And they can also find us on Facebook. Just search for Algie's House a Refuge on Facebook.
Yes.
And they can see photos and information about the things that we're doing right now. Because we also go downtown in different communities in the state of Georgia.
Yes.
And we take food and we give it out to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we not only help homeless men get back on their feet, we also help different communities in Georgia.
Amen. That's powerful. You know, also, too, Peggy, we've got a amen. No problem. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and Peggy Daniels. She got some technical difficulties. She'll be back on in a second here. But we're talking about Algie's House, ladies and gentlemen, the Algie's House of Refuge. This is where the men are taking care of those who need help in their lives to move them forward. But she specifically targets men that have a need in our community today. We're talking about computers. We're talking about usable clothing and toiletries and things like that can be donated to this area as well. So we're excited about that. So this is Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen, with Kevin Vaughn and my wonderful guest, Ms. Peggy Daniels. We're waiting for her to come back on. She just dropped off for a second there, but she'll be back on in a second, I'm sure. And we'll be glad to finish our conversation and interview time. Hey, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's so important to give back to our communities. You know, we've got stuff that we do for the women, stuff we do for the men. And we're just excited about that. Peggy, I believe we got you back. Hallelujah. We got you back. Yeah, all right.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened.
That's okay. That's no problem. We thank you for being with us today on Power Connections. You know, Peggy, I was just telling the folks about we've got to give back to our communities, ladies and gentlemen. We got to do what we can in our community. Stuff that you no longer need may be able to be used, ladies and gentlemen, may be able to be used at the Algie's House. So make sure it's set up for that. You know, one thing I wanted to ask you, Peggy, about with the COVID going on, how do people prepare stuff? I mean, it just shouldn't be sending stuff. Is there a certain way they need to prepare it before they send it over to you or drop it off? Is that something they need to make sure it's correct, you know, make sure it's sanitized or something like that, anything like that we need to do?
Yes, definitely. Especially if it's clothes, definitely need to make sure that they're washed and clean clothes.
Gotcha.
And sneakers or whatever like that, and any items, you know, that they want to donate, sanitizing as best that you can.
When we go
out and give out food, we ask people to use the hand sanitizer, and then we have gloves there for them to use to put on And masks also, we give them masks to put on, and we try to social distance everyone to keep them safe and let one person at a time go through and pick out food that they want, and we have bags for them to use to put the food in.
Yeah.
So we are trying to be as careful as possible because we want to help people. We don't want to make their lives hard.
Absolutely.
So we're definitely trying to stay as safe as possible.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, if you got equipment like computers, you know, laptop, desktop, whatever, make sure you sanitize it and then wrap it, you know, wrap it up specifically in cellophane or something like that. Once you do that, and even label it, just label it and let Peggy's folks know that it's been sanitized as well. So you can wrap it, you know, sanitize it real good, clean off what you don't want off the hard drive, of course, all the information you don't want to be seen, clean it off, sanitize it, then wrap it, and then even label it. And then date it. I would say date it too as well when it's been done, so they have that idea of what to do when they open it up, okay, as well. So that's powerful. Well, that's wonderful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and my wonderful guest, Ms. Peggy Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, CEO and founder of Algie's House of Refuge, ladies and gentlemen. She helps men all across the metro Atlanta area, specifically in the state of Georgia. She's also on Facebook. Algie's House is on Facebook. I recommend you go there as well. Algie is just type in Algie. It's A-L-G-I-E-S. You can just type that in. It'll start your search there on Facebook, Algie's House. And then, of course, you can go to algieshouse.webs.com for the website as well. That's awesome. Well, Peggy, we want to give some final thoughts to you today, from you today to the network. What do you want people to do today, Peggy?
Well, one thing I would appreciate is they would pray for us to make sure that we are always doing God's work and doing it where He wants us to do it and how He wants us to do it. We don't want to be doing things without ourselves. We want to be led by Him. And secondly, you know, what He wants to do, because our mission is to help homeless men become self-sufficient. But our vision is to have our own temporary housing, our own temporary shelter. Right now, we pay for people to stay in a shelter or stay in an efficiency apartment or something of that nature. So we want to be able to either someone give us, we prefer someone donate to us, like maybe an empty hotel or an empty apartment building or something that we can renovate. And we will use our clients to renovate the place, which will give them an extra skill set to help them find a job. And we would renovate the place, and they would stay there temporarily, and they would, and while they're there, they would pay a small portion for rent. Plus, of course, they'll be saving for their own place, and they'll be learning how to manage their money and in other classes that we plan on offering in the future. So our vision is to get our own shelter so we can provide, because in Georgia, there's definitely not enough shelters, and especially in Gwinnett County, where I'm located. There's not a lot of help or shelters for men. So if they, you know, if anyone out there would love to do a fundraiser for us to help us, you know, raise the money towards purchasing a place. And, of course, then it has to be furnished and it has to be insured and all of these different things. So anyone that would be interested in helping us with that, we would definitely appreciate it. And, of course, we just appreciate everybody's support and pray that we can all come together and continue to do God's work.
Amen, Peggy. I like that. You mentioned something that's very powerful, Peggy, with the fact that with the COVID, a lot of businesses have let their employees stay home. So therefore, some buildings and space may be available.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys
to know that. I can tell you there's a lot of space available now, because now employers are keeping their employees home, obviously, and it looks like they're going to continue that, because most of them just go to work to get on a computer anyway. That's all they do.
Right.
So they can do that at home.
Yeah,
we're talking to realtors right now, business owners, anybody who wants to donate some building space, office space that's already, you can inhabit. Of course, you got to have people be able to be in there. So we want you to give some good property stuff, hotel space, things like that. Anything that you can do would be very appreciative. Thank you. And Algie's House, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, ma'am.
Tax write-off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you can contact Peggy about that, ladies and gentlemen, for those who have space, rooms, you know, nice places to live, you know, heated and all that good stuff, all good stuff, things that you would live in, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So anything that you would live in or stay in and as well. What about vehicles, Peggy? What about vehicles? People need vehicles?
Well, that's, that's another vision that we have is to provide transportation to and from work for the men, because a lot of them, of course, don't have a vehicle. And like I said, right now we do provide public transportation where we'll give them a motor car, whatever we need. But yes, one of our visions is to provide transportation or vehicle that they can use. Of course, we'll start out taking them to and from work ourselves.
Right.
But if somebody has a vehicle that they would like to donate, we would love that too, because in the once we get the shelter or the apartment building, the vision is for them to, like I say, stay there temporarily. And if they have a mind to own their own business, help them get started in running their own business. Maybe we could use one of the apartments in that building as an office. Of course, an office for us and classes for training. But also if somebody wants to start a lawn service or start a carpet cleaning service or maybe open a restaurant or whatever, if they have the mindset and the passion to start their own business, we definitely want to be able to help them do that. And if there's anybody out there in the metro area that is hiring, of course, we definitely need them to contact us, because we are always looking for jobs for these men.
Right.
And in any other way, you know, that people can help us, we want to be able to help these men stand on their own two feet, not just give them a hand out. We want to give them a hand up. And we want to help them in any way we can to make them stay on their feet and not end up back in the same situation.
Amen, Peggy.
So anybody out there, excuse me, I'm sorry, if there's anyone that would like to offer their services for counseling, you know, we want to help them mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, all the whole package. So if there's anyone listening that would like to, even you can do that online over Zoom, you know, do some counseling. So if anyone would be willing to do that for us, donate their services and their time, we would definitely appreciate it, because it's definitely needed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I need it too. Everybody needs it. Everybody needs it.
Yes.
That means other human beings need it as well. So we're talking with Peggy Daniels today, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. Thank you so much for all of this. Hey, guys, if you have some cars, van, truck, anything, you can donate. Again, it is tax deductible as well. You can get in touch with Peggy Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, at algieshouse.webs.com. But you can type in Algie's House on Facebook. Very, very important. A-L-G-I-E-S House. And on Facebook, that's how you can also get in touch with her if you have items you would like to donate. But I would suggest you give her a call, let her interview you first and find out what you have to give, donate, and then go from there. Okay, guys, it's very, very powerful. I love it. Well, Peggy, you know, this is a powerful time, and we always love to have you on telling us what's going on at Algie's House. I love it.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, you're always welcome. There's always a need, ladies and gentlemen, to help our neighbors, to help one another, to help those in need, ladies and gentlemen. And should be able to give back as much as you can give, ladies and gentlemen. Sow a seed of just things like a car or computers. We talked about computers, talked about a truck or a van, anything that would help the mobility, if you will, for our men today would be very appreciative as well. And keep in mind, guys, it is tax deductible too, as well, as you know, because she is set up properly with this Algie's House network. I love it. Well, good deal. Well, Peggy, before we let you go, any final thoughts, ma'am? Anything you want to say?
No, once again, I would like to thank you for your support over the years and for partnering with us and all the help that you give us.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. We're so excited about you, excited because you're a sister in the Lord. That's the first thing right there. We got to treat our sisters right?
Amen.
Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with Peggy Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, CEO and founder of Algie's House. And for more information, you can get in touch with me. Guys, I'll make sure Sister Peggy gets that information too as well about your donations, about your services that you may want to donate as well for the need. It could be from A to Z, pretty much. So Peggy will be glad to talk to you about that. She's also on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, at Algie's House. And that's A-L-G-I-E-S House on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, algieshouse.com. We'll get you there as well, ladies and gentlemen. Algie's House web, .com. We'll get you there. But on Facebook, just type in Algie's House, A-L-G-I-E-S House. That'll get you on the Facebook page and get you all started on the journey. All right. Well, Peggy, we want you to have a great day today. And we look forward to talking to you soon. Feel free to keep us up to date and let us know what the needs are, okay?
All right. God bless you, my brother. Have a blessed
day. All right. Yes, ma'am. God bless you too, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We got to go, guys. Thank you so much, Peggy. We'll see you next time on Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a great day today. And remember to always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. And we'll see you next time on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. Our special guest today was Miss Peggy Daniels of Algie's House. God bless you now. Take care. See ya.